believe that there are a lot of progress. We see that there is progress in terms of justice, truth, reparations, memory, guarantees of non-repetition. Having our session here in Buenos Aires is a perfect representation of what we have accomplished in this country. But there are not only improvements in terms of public policy, but also in terms of the legislation and the international legal framework. When we were created, there was no instrument regulating enforced disappearances. Today, we have the 1992 Declaration on Enforced Disappearances, the 2006 Convention Against Enforced Disappearances, and the inclusion of the crime of enforced disappearances as one of the crimes covered by the International Criminal Court. So there is a lot of progress, but there is many challenges. In our database, we have 43,000 cases still pending. There are cases from 88 countries. So we see that this is now a global phenomenon, and there are many cases with no solution yet.
How present is this problem still in the world today? Have you seen an evolution in its characteristics along these years?
There is an evolution moving from forced disappearances occurring in the context of military dictatorships or authoritarian regimes to disappearances in the context of the so-called war against the drug traffic, the war against the organized crime, but there is also disappearances in the context of democratic societies against marginalized groups such as young male living in poverty. So, yes, there are changes in the practice, but there are also challenges in terms of all those cases that happened in the past or took place in the past and still remain unresolved.
And given that we soon will celebrate International Women's Day, can you talk a little bit about the role women have played in the fight against enforced disappearances as well as in this working group?
The role of women is essential. We can look at any particular country in any continent, and we will see that women are at the forefront of the fight against enforced disappearances. We here in Argentina, where we are having our sessions, we see the example of mothers and grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, and they are just the example of what we see in every single country. Despite that, the numbers in our database shows that most of the victims are men, we see that women are also victims of enforced disappearances because many women have disappeared, but also because whenever a person disappears, the victim is not only the person who disappeared, but everybody else who suffers due to the enforced disappearance, and mainly women. So it's essential the role of women, and it's essential that whenever we take any public policy to deal with enforced disappearances, we take a gender approach to understand the role and the differences between men and women in this area.